Here's some advice for those on the giving end and the receiving end of Halloween treats. While parents might worry about their kids eating too much trick-or-treat candy, Donna Weihoffen, senior nutritionist with the UW Hospital and Clinics in Madison, says parents should not prevent the little ghouls and goblins from participating in the festive occasion.
It is a very special holiday, and children look forward to it for months and months, so we really don't want to take the pleasure out of it, and nor do we want candy to be the bad guy. We want just candy to be part of a healthy diet, and that can happen if you can just have it in small quantities.
Weihoffen says it would be great if treat givers could find a healthful but tasty compromise, like a mini granola bar. Another option is teeny tiny affordable toys.
Toys would be a great idea, because what do the kids want when they go to McDonald's? The Happy Meal? The first thing they really want is the toy. So that, I think, is a fantastic idea. I love it.
Eating a lot of candy all day can lead to cavities, so Weihoffen suggests you instruct your kids to ration out their Halloween treats for dessert and practice portion control. Weihoffen says obesity is not caused by Halloween candy alone. It's from overeating food and candy throughout the entire year. She stresses portion control is the key, but don't toss out the candy.
Do not take the candy and throw it away. That would be a horribly mean thing to do.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.